Moncrief on News Talk.
There were a few smiles and a few tears in Ballyduff in Kerry the other week. The post office there, it's not closing down, but it is moving location and ownership. Since the 1860s, it's been run by three generations of the O'Connor family. Nora O'Connor was the last of them. Nora, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
What was it like growing up in the post office?
It's only now that I'm out of it, I realise what it was to grow up in the post office. Because you always had that security risk. You always had a lot of money under your hand that didn't belong to you. You always had the confidentiality clause. It was different, but that was the only life I knew until this minute.
Yeah, but your home and the post office were the same building.
The same building, yeah.
Yeah, so would there be kind of letters everywhere and that kind of thing, or were they very separate?
They were totally separate. For my birthday, my request as a child was that my letters would be delivered to me, not come up from the office, that my mum wouldn't, God rest her, wouldn't bring them up to the office, that the postman would come around and bring it in the door, would knock at the door and give me my post properly, as I thought.
And at that stage of the game, it had gone down from your grandparents to your parents. Had you, when you were a child and a young woman, were you thinking you were going to take over, or did you have other plans for yourself?
No. I had a sister and a brother who were very good at it, much better at doing post office work than I was. So I kind of kept away from it. I kind of dreaded it. You'd have to do a certain amount of it if you were in the spot, because there was a shop attached. But on the whole, no, I did not visualise myself working in the post office at all.
Yeah, and so
I actually dreaded it until I went to work in it, and then I grew to love it.
All right. And what did you do before that then?
I was a teacher.
Ah, right, okay. And so taking over the post office, what led to that decision?
Well, my sister is married in London. My brother was married in Dublin. And my dad wanted to retire, and that was it. The question was, would we let it go out of the family after it had been in the family since 1860? And at the time, I had retired from teaching. I was at home rearing children. And I said, gee, I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be at it for 41 years.
So. Yes. And that was 1984. When you took over, like, because growing up there and probably being, you know, as you say, roped in to do various bits and bobs, did you know everything about running a post office, or were there things you did realize you didn't know?
Well, you see, it has evolved a lot in 40 years now. Because when even in 84, when I started, you were still counting the postal orders and multiplying them to do your cash account. You know, everything had to be done manually. While the computer now does all that for you. You were counting the stamps and adding up the value. You know, you were doing everything manually. Mm. Now, you could be given a job like counting the postal orders and calculating them. Now, that wouldn't mean you knew a lot about the post office. It just meant that you could do multiplication.
Yes.
And, you know, there were a lot of jobs that you could do on the side without actually knowing what you were doing, if you know what I mean.
Yes, yes. And you said that when you took over, even at that stage in the 1980s, there was a question about whether to continue with it or not. Like, could you make a living from it in those days? Or did that become more and more difficult?
Well, you see, the more I think about it was, there was always a shop that ran in conjunction with it. But when I took over, I got rid of the shop. So I was a standalone post office.
Mm.
But if when you're a standalone post office, you actually work at building up your business. And we got a lot of local support. Now, the girl that worked with me, of course, was already there when I took over in 84. So she knew all about post office, even in 84.
Yeah, my word.
And she was a very good saleswoman and got better even over the years. She could promote things and she could talk to people and say, would you consider, you know, she had that kind of a disposition. But we built it up together. So I remember when the talk of closing post offices, saying to a post office person, do you think they'll close Ballyduff post office? And the answer he made me was, and Postal never close an office that's making a profit.
Yeah.
And I'm delighted now that we still have a post office in Ballyduff, even though it's not on our premises.
Oh, that's something to be proud of, because it's...
I'm sure I'm delighted about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be difficult enough. You said that one of the concerns, obviously, was security. Was the post office ever broken into?
It was, yeah. It was broken into once, in through the wall.
Through the wall?
In through the wall, yeah. And the alarm was going off in the village, but they had cut the connection to the monitoring station. So the police didn't come. I didn't know. And the locals told me afterwards, they heard the alarm. And they thought, oh, where is she? Why isn't she coming down to turn off the alarm? But it never even dawned on them that it was somebody else who triggered the alarm.
And did they get away with money?
They got nothing. No, they got nothing.
Huh.
They couldn't break into the safes. Isn't that brilliant?
Isn't that funny? They thought about the wall, but they didn't think of the safe.
They came armed, all right. You could see the indentation on the safe where they had tried desperately hard to open it.
Mm.
But they hadn't succeeded, thank God.
And so when you know, you decided to retire and close it down, I assume that was a difficult decision for you.
Very difficult. Now, you see, there was a new contract brought out 7 years ago. They called it the new contract. And if you signed that, it was for 7 years. And my 7 years is up now. So if you were to, I understood if we were to sign another contract, it would be for another 7 years. So that's doubtful. At 82, I probably wouldn't live another 7 years.
And you wouldn't have anyone in your family to take over from you?
No.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't. You wouldn't make a living on it, really, being honest.
That's the difficulty. That's the struggle for a lot of post offices.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you sad when you...
I was very sad. I was worse than Thursday. Even though we had good fun on Thursday, we had a farewell party that ran in the kitchen all day on Thursday. And I had asked the week before that they would come, that the locals would come and join us for a cup of tea and a bun in the kitchen and to mark the retirement. And from 9 o'clock on, they came. And it was brilliant, really. It was good.
Yeah. You gave it a good send-off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Indeed.
Because on Friday, you know, it was just a question of paying out as much money as you could. And then they just moved in, plugged out the plugs and took all the apparatus away across the road to the next post office, to the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dead.
And then you had to close it up. Nora yeah. O'Connor was postmistress in Ballyduff in Kerry for the last 41 years. Nora, thanks a million for talking to us.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.